The Israeli army is scrambling to deal with an embarrassing display of dissent within its ranks. A group of more than 60 reserve soldiers, including many officers and combat veterans, went public last Friday with a refusal to serve in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The soldiers said they would no longer assist in what they called the war to make the settlement safe. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that a backlash has begun, and some senior commanders are pushing to dismiss the dissenters.
The State of Israel was born in conflict, and the army is deeply integrated into Israeli life. With few exceptions, every young Israeli man and woman serves a tour of active duty, and men do 1 month a year of reserve duty for many years after that. That's what made the announcement by these reserve soldiers so shocking. These were no conscientious objectors. Many have put their lives on the line for the State of Israel and wouldn't hesitate to do so again. But years of serving in the West Bank and Gaza Strip finally caused them to speak out. The group recounted stories of being ordered to abuse Palestinian civilians, up to and including shooting them, of preventing ambulances from reaching hospitals, of abuses and cover-ups that became routine. As one of the reserve soldiers told Israel's Channel 2 News, the public would be shocked to learn what goes on in the occupied territories. 10 or 20 years, he says, people will look back and hold their heads in their hands and they'll say, what did we do? What were we trying to accomplish here? The backlash against the so-called refuseniks has already begun. Army Chief of Staff Shaul Mofaz issued a terse statement saying service in the reserve units is a matter of law. There is no room for people to choose which missions they want to carry out and which ones they don't. IDF spokesman Colonel Olivier Rafovich says Israel has survived with a small standing army and a large reserve force, and refusing to serve in the West Bank and Gaza Strip is very grave in light of the current conflict with the Palestinians.
When now we are in the territories fighting terrorism, we're actually protecting our cities in Israel. It's not like it was the case maybe 15 years ago. Now the goal is not to occupy, not to be there and just to be there, but to protect ourselves against the new suicide bomber of tomorrow.
Some 200 reserve officers signed a counter-declaration deploring the action of the refuseniks. Some senior commanders are talking about stripping the officers of their rank. Despite the flare of media attention to the issue, the army is not taking swift action to punish the refuseniks. Peretz Kidron believes he knows why. Kidron runs a group called Yesh Gavul, which loosely translates as there's a limit. Yesh Gavul has been supporting selective refusal to serve since Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon. Sipping his coffee in a Jerusalem cafe, Kidron says this group is news because it's a group, but individual refusals have been going on for a long time.
We know of 400 soldiers, mainly reservists, who refused their service in their territories since the beginning of the Intifada over the past 16 months, and the numbers are increasing.
Kidron says the army faces a dilemma, underlined by the fact that not one of the refuseniks has ever faced a court-martial. Kidron believes that's because under Israeli law, soldiers are required to refuse illegal orders. Colonel Rafovich disputes both Kidron's numbers and his analysis. He says it's true no one has been court-martialed for refusing to serve in the territories, but every case is carefully examined.
We prefer to find the smooth and the right way to deal with these people rather than just to put them in jail or to court-martial them. It's not the goal. The goal is to see, to understand, and every case is separately examined, case by case.
That's how the Army expects to deal with this group, quietly and case by case. Meanwhile, Peretz Kidron says he's getting more calls from reserve soldiers every day, wanting to know more about refusing to serve in the territories. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.